Classic Business Africa.
Dr. Martin Davies, head of the African Automotive Division at Deloitte, wrote quite an interesting op-ed in Business Day recently. It was suggestive of the fact that Africa will never develop a sustainable motor industry as long as it remains a dumping ground for substandard cars. Well, evening, Martin. What's wrong with getting cheaper second-hand cars in Africa, a la the way they do it in New Zealand?
Yes, good evening, Michael. Well, what's in the interest of a consumer, I'm afraid, is not in the interest of the grand ambition of industrializing our continent. So you must, as you say, do in Australia, do New Zealand, and sort of forgo your industrial sector, or start to put up some protectionist barriers and start to grow the ecosystem in which a hopefully a sustainable automotive manufacturing and sales network sector can start to thrive.
How do we balance the needs here of consumers in a continent where transport costs are high and transport systems are very relatively underdeveloped, and obviously they have African consumers have a need to access low-cost transport, with the needs of industry to support growth? Because as we know, the automotive industry can have fantastic positive spin-offs all throughout the supply chain if you do it right, the way we've done it here in South Africa.
Yeah, of course, there's no immediate silver bullet here, Michael. The long term, I think, many decades play, and South Africa's testament to that. I mean, if you want to grow build a really competitive, globally competitive automotive sector, having a sizable domestic market helps first. Think Nigeria, typically. Think East Africa, potentially. You have to have a very functional state of long term, well implemented strategy to do it, and you have to provide certainty to not just the OEM automotive players, but also, of course, the first and second tier suppliers as well. And arguably, maybe the suppliers maybe need more incentive to clean the OEMs do, considering 90% of jobs, I'm told, are in the automotive sector, typically come from suppliers rather than just the OEMs. But as I said, it's a long-term play. But again, if your market is totally open, I'm afraid it ain't going to work. I mean, the extreme case, I was looking at figures in Nigeria, and the peak in total vehicle imports in 2014, which was a peak, 861,000 vehicle imports. And, with effectively zero manufacturing base. So what is very consumer-friendly, I'm afraid, and just to repeat, is not in the long-term developmental interest of the country.
And obviously also, barring the unscrupulous exporters here, there are stories of cars being dumped here that aren't of the best quality. Secondhand cars that were impacted by the Japanese tsunami of 2011, for example.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. Post sort of a Fukushima disaster and the tidal wave. And I mean, you remember those pictures, Michael, of sort of, cars literally being washed down the road. Many of those cars, I'm told, and were traded through Singapore into East Africa. And my blanket sweeping statement is East African or African consumers deserve better. It's time for Africa to be seen as a dumping ground. Think bad or outdated, obsolete pharmaceutical products. Think clothing even, and also cars. We're not a dumping ground. And I'm afraid that the African states and ultimately to stand up and start to correct this for long-term strategies.
Martin Davies, head of the African Automotive Division at business consultancy Deloitte, talking about why we should really guard against becoming the dumping ground for anything, let alone automotive components and vehicles. We're talking SMEs on the panel up next, brought to you by Yellow Pages. But first, let's cross quickly to Puseletso Peterson for the day's news wrap.